How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And this is the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Stay tuned. What is up, internet homies?
Could you say that any slower?
Yeah, I was trying to draw it out. Okay, First things first, before we get into
I wish you guys could, like, see this on video. So I could tell Jeff is going to be really passionate about something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with how you're, like, doing your hands right now.
Wow, we have been married a long time for you to know that. You guys,
That's why I wish you guys were here. It's like this.
I do this thing where,
like you're taking out a light bulb with your hands.
Yep, but then turn that upside down.
And tap it on the table. And then you kind of have, like, tons of movement within your arms as you, like, get it down the table. You go, Okay, first, guys.
Yeah, it's like the cadence with that talk of, like, okay, let me tell you something, and then I, like, do it. Okay, all that to say, here's what I was going to say. Before we get started, there is something that is of vital importance, and that is the fact that we need to talk about our Khalifa milk, almond milk creamer, peppermint mocha flavor.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys have not tried this, you just stop everything you're doing right now.
Go to Whole Foods.
I doubt it's anywhere else. It's not at Target.
So we'll give you guys our love relationship with Khalifa Farms. Okay, so what this is, you guys have probably seen it. It's like a hipster.
Is it Khalifa?
I think it's Khalifa, which is how you say it, but I always make the joke.
Say Khalifa.
No, I make the joke, which you guys will think this is funny. Alyssa doesn't think it's funny. I always call it the Wiz Khalifa milk.
Oh, yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
And then I said that for like 2 years before she asked, like, what is that? And I told her it was a rapper, and she goes, oh, that's cool. but quick backstory. So it's like this hipster, kind of like nicer, all super healthy, natural, like, you know where it's from and what it does and all these different things type of milk. And so it's we've gotten it for years. And it's amazing. It's awesome. And just the normal milk. But then during the holidays, guys, they bust out all the stops and they do other flavored milks, but they also do like certain creamers.
Well, they always do creamers.
Well, I know, but I meant like for certain flavors.
Right. But I think recently in the last few months, they came out with a specific creamer that looks like their Khalifa milk bottle, but it's smaller. Mm. So it's not in the carton. It's like a smaller bottle. And they usually have like hazelnut and sweet cream. And vanilla, which they're always out at our Whole Foods. But this year, Christmas time, they have mint mocha.
Mint mocha creamer, all pure almond milk, super healthy, nice, good. But so here's what's crazy.
And
so,
like, I'll never go to Starbucks again.
No, guys, it's like better.
All in this Khalifa.
Yeah, all about the Wiz Khalifa. It's been a long time. Or isn't that the Fast and Furious song? Without you, my friend. That's a Wiz Khalifa song. That's not his part. He doesn't sing. He raps. But anyways.
rap.
No. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So you guys, before we get started, the secret recipe, guys, is some type of powdered hot chocolate. Do your thing. Do whatever. That does not matter. That is not the star of the show. And what you do is you get some Khalifa milk. We do unsweetened. Warm it up. Then you do the powder. Then on top of the powder and the milk, you do the mint mocha creamer. It'll change your life. Thank me later. Let me know on Twitter.
Also, can I just ask everyone, please DM me on Instagram. I'm trying to remember. I'm like slurring. It's late at night. So we and our family can't do dairy very well. And so hot cocoa mixes kind of upset my tummy. But I found one at Starbucks or at Target that's like the packages, and it was a Starbucks brand that's dark chocolate without any milk in it. But I want to display it on my counter, like in a big mason jar. So I'm wondering if you guys know of any like big tubs of hot cocoa that you can buy that have the like a milk in it. You know, does that make sense?
But also we need to tell them, guys. So Alyssa loves doing this mason jar thing. So she got this whole box of all these packets that are nice and dairy-free powder or whatever, and she pours them into this big mason jar, and it fills up literally a quarter of it. Like, the rim of the tray, guys, she put it in a tray. The rim of the tray is actually taller than the powder, so from me looking at it right now on our kitchen counter, it just looks like an empty mason jar is on our counter. So, yeah, I think she means, like, dairy-free in bulk.
Yes. So please let me know what brand so I can...
Yes. Okay, well, back to the show. We just wanted to give you guys that little nug because you know this is a show about nugs. You know if you're going to listen, you're going to get nugs.
I feel like we're back in action. Last time we recorded, we were just really exhausted.
Yeah, but that happens. That's real life. We still recorded. Rather than took it
but
off.
But now
we
you
still
can tell it. We're like raring to go. Totally. We have so much to tell you, so much to talk about on this podcast.
We're also faithful. Like, we still record it. I'm patting myself on the back. If we had some type of track, you'd be like, whatever.
No, I'm glad. I'm just saying... Not we're back we're in action. It took
so,
a while.
With that being said, let's drop some nugs. Drop some it more like nugs. It's hot. Yes. So you start with the stuff you told me in the garage.
Oh, wow. We're going deep fast.
Yeah, why not? And you want to talk about something else first? What? Life, well, liberty, saying, laughter, was, happiness, grace, peace, blessing,
today,
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Kinsley knew that we were going to do a podcast, so she was super cute. So Jeff was making dinner, and she was in the garage with Cannon playing, and she came in, and what'd she say? Just drinking his
hot cocoa.
Sorry,
just took some of my mint mocha. She literally comes in the garage, and she goes, man, she calls Cannon Brudgy, because that's kind of how she pronounces brother.
Well, when he was born.
Yeah. So, but she still calls him that as if it's like his proper name.
That.
Yeah, like with a capital B. But she goes, me and Brezhi making a podcast. And I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, we do our job, the jobs we do when that's what your kid says and is really excited about it. And then we asked her later what the podcast was about. And it was about,
the scooter.
Oh yeah. Scooter lessons. Apparently they talked about scooters and how to ride them. Uh-huh. And then they talked about checks and the fact that you can like the checks you write for the bank. And how you
and
can take pictures
picture
of them to
it.
Deposit it. So that was I'd love to hear
that
podcast.
That was a big
podcast.
Deal.
Yeah.
She, all of a sudden, Kinsley just started adulting.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, she's too funny. But, and then you guys, this is the best. And then literally 5 minutes before we pressed record on this, like just a couple minutes ago, when we put her down.
We just put her down to
bed.
Yeah,
when we put her down for bed, she still, like we have the Nest app where like it's like a monitor app on our phone. After we put her down and come back downstairs, she still wants us to like get on the app one more time and say goodnight through the thing up in her room. So we get on and we say goodnight, and then right when we say goodnight and it stops, she goes, have a good podcast.
So sweet.
Best thing ever.
Okay.
Hope you guys are having a good week.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are having just a
happy
lovely time.
Happy Thanksgiving, which
yeah, happy
you'll,
Thanksgiving week.
You'll be, hope your Thanksgiving was well.
This will be out before Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm going to upload it tonight. So literally.
Oh, okay. Well, then that totally transforms my entire what I was going to say. I have so much to tell you. Okay.
Yeah, guys. Sometimes we like delay the podcast. We record them in bulk. Don't tell anyone. I just told you that secret. But this one, yeah, we're recording and putting it off online the same day.
Okay. Then can we completely
shift
what we're talking about? Yeah, okay. So notes. All week I have had in my mind, oh, I should write a blog post about like all the things I'm loving, all the things that you can and our good ideas for Christmas, like possibilities. Mm. And I was like, eh, blog just seems like a lot of work right now. Maybe I'll just Insta-story it, which I probably will. But can we please talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, because Black Friday is coming up, so people are starting to think about Christmas.
And I'm just going
to
sit back for the next 30 minutes, and we're just going to let Alyssa talk. So yeah, go.
No. I want you to join in. But let's just talk about it a little bit.
Go.
Is that okay?
Go. Drop nugs. Nug alert. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, so I'll just be, I have not, this is just all so raw. So here we go. Because, you know, I haven't really thought about it. It's just happy Thanksgiving.
You like your nugs just like how I like my ahi, raw. Sorry, that was a Maui fish joke. Okay.
And a dad joke.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so last week I kind of had a meltdown, and mostly because I think...
What? Yes. I didn't notice this at all.
I think because all the kids were really sick all week, and Jeff and I weren't feeling well, and I was just still honestly recovering from our busy fall, and it was super fun and amazing, but just it really did deplete me in every way. And so just feeling very overwhelmed by Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving and all the things, and I kept thinking, like, how do all the mamas and the women do it? Like... Yeah. You have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, you have all the people to shop for, Christmas cards, hosting, just so many things, which I love every single bit of it. It's so wonderful. But sometimes it can feel very overwhelming. Mm. So I had some breakdowns with Jeff.
No, I don't remember this.
So, and the Lord has been like really kind and just meeting me where I'm at and helping me to... There's a psalm, I think Psalm 131, how it talks about how I've calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother.
Oh, you just quoting the whole verse just from memory? Did you just pull that
yes,
out of thin
because
air?
Because this is what I've been thinking and praying through all week.
The
and
scripts are just deep in your heart. Just deep.
Just how I long to calm and quiet my soul because I feel like my mind is going crazy and I'm anxious and I'm overwhelmed and just exhausted. So wanting to really just meet with the Lord. And this season for Christmas, we really want to simplify gift giving, be more
generous.
Yeah,
which we've
kind
of started that. Yeah, it's been a slow, like the last couple years. Well, I mean, I would just say the last 1 to 2, maybe 3 years, we've like started going there with certain elements, like gifts for the kids. We simplified, I'd say, last year of like, you know, and this and that, of just like slowing things down. Like there's right. different elements, but I feel like this is the first year where we're like kind of all of it. Like everything's finally in sync of simplicity, you know, all mm-hmm. that. So continue.
And I think I just like this season, we just really want to be about Jesus and us thinking about him and being present with our family. And it's hard to do that yeah. when it's go, go, go. And you have so many things to do. And so I'm trying to like practically just make a list, narrow it down, get my shopping done. Online yeah. shopping is amazing.
Yes.
All these things. But anyway, so the Lord has been really sweet about that. And just the calm and quiet, my soul, like a child who is content in its mother's arms. That's not crying to be fed anymore because it's content in its mother's arms. And the Lord's just been really sweet to meet me with that. And things I've helped are just like practical things like taking baths and walking and talking with Jeff. Can we just say,
like, if you are listening to this and you don't enjoy baths, there's probably a problem with you, not the bath. You feel me? Like, they are so amazing. Alyssa almost spit out her hot cocoa. They're so good.
Which I never really loved them until I became a mom.
Oh, I have been a bath guy through and through. Give me the salt. Give me the bubbly.
We go all out.
Give me the oil. Give me it all. Like baths are life. Okay, continue.
I don't even know what I was saying. So
you said you were anyway, talking about practically
all that to say,
big picture.
To encourage all of you out there, just think through the season of what it's about and what you want it to be for you and your family, and then to just ask the Lord to show you how to do that, and to just keep coming back to the season is about Jesus. It's about celebrating him. It's about being present to listen to him and be in awe of what he's done and the wonders he does. And I just don't want to look back on this Christmas and forget it because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
And so, and even the She Reads Truth has an Advent, and they sent it really to good. Me, and they have a cross stitch in the back, and I started it last night, and it was like the most therapeutic thing yeah. I've done in a long time. It takes
a long time.
Extremely long time. Jeff was laughing at me. I may she be done it for, with it by the end of Christmas.
Yeah, she worked on it for like 4 hours, and I thought it was one of those projects.
I got R done.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those projects that like it would probably be done within a night. I don't know why I assumed that.
I did too.
And then it was just like, yeah, you look at the picture of what she's trying to make, and you look at the picture of how far she is, and I was like, wow.
But it was
really cool. That's pretty.
It's
gonna be pretty.
I stayed up so late doing it because it was just like, it was just so sweet. It just was the most calming thing I've done in a long time.
It's more like a seasonal project. I just didn't realize that.
Well, I think it can be all throughout the year, but anyway.
Well, I meant like it takes a season, not a day.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Which we tend to like doing day projects here. So anyway, so a couple practical things for Christmas.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, I think just hearing you talk, I start thinking of, and yes, hold on to your nugs. Hold on to your nugs. I'm going to say that next time I drive really fast. You know,
could be slightly inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you're thinking of when you think of nugs. Oh, babe. TMI. Sorry, podcast people.
Guys.
We don't really edit, so you just get what you get. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, and there were probably a broken record, you guys, because it's like I think this philosophy applies to everything. And it's just been so, like, I feel like some people ask us, you know, and of course our marriage still has problems and hardships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think we're relatively healthy. And I think the thing, and that didn't come by accident. We worked on it really hard and we strive for it every day. I think the thing that really gives our marriage its health is that we try as hard as possible in all areas of marriage, marriage vision, marriage, you know, goals, the family, the kids, et cetera, to be proactive, not reactive. It's just like we're super, super intentional about always saying, is this what we actually should be doing? Have we actually, are we just doing this because we're like zombies in the like in the Matrix and the American worldview? Or have we actually like stepped out of it, thought about it? What's a better way? What's a better plan with everything? We do that with everything. Food, mission, work, et cetera. And what
just even in communication, like if you're proactive, like exactly. These are my expectations. So, or what are you thinking about for tonight?
We're probably a broken record with that, but I do think it also applies to this. I think so many people, one helpful tip I want to give you guys is like, think of, it's called reverse engineering, and then work back. You think of something, you think of the finish line, and then you work backwards to orchestrate how that comes to be. And so, yeah, think of the holidays you want. Like, what do you want them to look like? Do you want the holidays that are peaceful and restful, or do you want stress and busyness? Do you want the holidays where you're mostly at home, or do you want the holidays where you're mostly doing a bunch of activities? Do you want holidays where it's about relationships, or it's more about a stressful day of cooking? Like, whatever it is, like, you have to ask yourself, what do you actually want it to look like? And write that down even, and then work backwards.
Well, I think nobody wants the stressful part. It's just when we're not proactive,
then it becomes that. Exactly. Yes, becomes. Yeah. Inertia takes over on the bad ones, and you have to be proactive with the good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Of like, yeah, and so when you, and so what you need to realize is if you don't proactively pursue the things you want, those good things I just mentioned, then all those other things happen. Stress, busyness, different activities, you know, cooking all day instead of relationships, whatever. And so, so that's one big tip I would give to you guys is think about that. Maybe even write it down of like, what do you want it to look like? And then reverse engineer it, meaning set rules, set boundaries for yourself, set maybe budget goals, whatever it takes to get to what you put as the finish line. So if the finish line for you, like for example, I'll give one example for us, and it's, we're still relatively cooking a pretty traditional Thanksgiving meal, but this was something we talked about of like, you know, sometimes the cooking, like we, again, we're, I almost have this picture of like a zombie where you just do it because you do it, you know, and you don't, not even thinking about it. So many of us have this idea of what Thanksgiving meal has to be. So then we just go for that and do that. But we don't actually say, okay, what do I want the day to be like? And for us, we want the day to be where we're actually talking with people more than in the kitchen, where we're actually like, you know, enjoying it, not stressed, where we're actually like, you know, for me, like cooled off, not sweaty. Because if I'm cooking, I'm like crazy sweaty and it's dripping down my face.
Although he'll be grilling this year.
Yeah, it's true. So I'll be sweaty. And then work backwards. And so, yeah, a couple things changed for us in that of like how we structured it, who, how we structured who cooks what, because we wanted to create backwards what our goals are. So that's just one example. Presence is another one, right? Like we've had one Christmas with the kids where it was just like, you know, and we don't even get that many presents, but even if you just get like a couple for your kids and then you let your grandparents and friends all get a couple for your kids, it's a lot and it's overwhelming and stressful. We had 1 year of that where we just said, nah, we're good. We don't want to do that ever again. And so I realistically think there'll be like two presents, maybe three max for each kid under the tree this year. And then we'll like do those. And then we, a fun idea we thought of, I think 2 years ago, is to do those actually one each day leading up to Christmas. It just stretches it out, makes them more content and thankful for the thing they actually open, not just wanting to move on to the next, et cetera, et cetera. So like, those are just quick bullet ideas of like, we've worked back, like we've thought of the finish line we want and then worked backwards and implemented goals, ideas, et cetera, et cetera. Anything you'd add to that? Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just saying that doesn't have to be what you decide to do, no, but no, just being what we proactive decided, and it's kind of weird. We're just testing it in what season of life we're in and where our kids are at and where we're at.
It's a lot of trial and error. I agree with that too. So like give yourself grace of like, like I'm a big fan of testing and adapting. So test, adapt, change, move, try to get in different next year.
And I totally, there's something really monumental I was going to share.
Now there's a nug there's on a the nug. Edge. Was it something about practicality or proactive or?
Oh, I was just going to say to go off what Jeff was saying. It's just kind of like a mission statement that you may do for your family. Like this is our mission statement. This is what we're going to be about. And it may change within the season that you're in.
Doesn't have to be rigid.
But then when, you know, circumstances happen or things that you could do or add on or things that you need to let go, you always just come back to like, okay, does this fit into our mission statement? And if it does, then yes, let's do it. If it doesn't, then no, we're going to let that go. And so I think with Christmas, kind of like, what do you want it to be about? And then, you know, and then when you're out in the stores, you're like, oh, does this fit with what our, we're doing? And then no, it just makes it a lot easier because you have these guidelines.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, actually, of like,
and
that's exactly
like
what it's about, guys.
In general life, too. It's not
just
Christmas.
It lets you have permission and an easier way to say no to your impulses and your desires and to just energy that happens because of the energy of the holidays or like the momentum, I mean, of the holidays. Yeah. So for example, like, yeah, like if you set boundaries with maybe what we're going to spend or how many toys or, you know, and for us, we don't even, I've not even a misnomer where we've kind of said no toys. Like we actually are doing more like books, PJs, you know, and then like, what do you call those things? Heirlooms or whatever, like where it's like passed down through.
Or experiences.
Experiences. Yeah. So like, but all that to say, it's like, so we've set that. It's like a filter. It's like it passes through or it doesn't pass through. I just saw Thor Ragnarok and it reminds me of I forgot the name of the guy, but there's like a guy basically at the I'm blanking on everything, like even the place where Thor lives, but it's like the guy at the front of where Thor lives that everyone has to pass through, and he's like the gatekeeper who basically like lets you in or he doesn't. And so that's like boundaries, mission statements, ideas, values, plans for holidays are really good gatekeepers of like, oh, okay, this decision can pass through because it passes and this one can't because it doesn't fit the boundaries you made. But
yeah, and this may sound like, whoa, 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 I just like, you know, do whatever for Christmas. It's so fun. But maybe depending on what season of life you're in, you may need to be more like, hey, what, entering into the season, what do I want it to look like? Yeah. What, you know, And I think a small example of that is presents. Yes. So I made a list of everyone we get presents for and what I was going to get for them. And I feel like,
Sisters, family, friends.
Yeah. And I love giving gifts. It's one of my love languages. So I find it really fun and filling. Yeah,
you enjoy it to get people
really
gifts.
I really enjoy
it.
It's not
and stressful
I love
to you
thinking,
to go shop for your friends and family.
Yeah, I love thinking of things that people will enjoy or need or love.
Alyssa's a really good gift giver, you guys.
And so, but on the hard part of that then is I can get overwhelmed because I want to get them the perfect gift so that they open it and they're like, oh, I'm known. Yeah. And then also
and
sometimes
every
person. And then also sometimes I just like get more and more gifts because I'm like, oh, they should have another something or like, I don't think I have enough. And so this year I wrote out a list of what in the past I have wrote out lists, but I do like options. This year I wrote out, okay, this is exactly what I'm going to get them. And just realizing, okay, not everyone needs five gifts. I can get one gift. Yeah. And that's
there's probably people
more
listening
than
saying,
enough.
I want five gifts.
I know. That's more than enough. And that just shows me that it shows them that I love them. And so, and I wrote them all out. I wrote down the stores then and I wrote where to buy them. And so now when I'm out shopping, if I see something really cool, I might buy it. But for the most part, I'm like, well, no, I already have their gift planned. Yes. It's already, this is enough for them and I'll just stick with this. So it just like, it opens up my, how do you explain it? It just brings so much freedom.
Yeah, boundaries actually bring freedom in the same way that a parachute, you know, makes skydiving the best thing ever because it's technically a restriction, but it's also giving you freedom to fall and live within the restrictions. I think, yeah, and it's funny, what you just said there is literally an example of you just kind of broke down how you went through that phase of what we just talked about of, you know, you reverse engineered it, right? Like you realized that the finish line was turning into stress and too many gifts for friends or whatever. And then the stress of me wanting it to be perfect.
Yeah.
But then you
said,
okay,
I realized that. And I'm not saying most people are probably not like this, but for me, I realized it's so, because when I receive a gift and I love it, then I'm like, oh my gosh,
you feel super
known
and loved.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want that to be for everyone, but just like,
still free and still
like
stress-free.
Living in grace, like, okay.
Well, you moved the target and you moved the finish line and then you reverse engineered it. You moved it from saying it has to be perfect and they have to feel so known and special and like this is the only gift that could have been perfect for them in their life. And you moved the target to, I just want them to know that I care about them and they're loved. So that's like,
and
okay,
this one
boom.
Gift is
exactly
more than enough.
Exactly.
I don't need to
so
get
like
them
you moved
five
the target,
things.
Then you start pursuing that. So yeah, I think that's just a great idea for people who are listening. So,
and that's just where I'm coming from. That's just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's move into the fun part. So some fun ideas for what to get people that you love for Christmas.
Oh,
do you have any?
You go.
Okay. So here's a few ideas. I think making something for somebody is really special, but not if it stresses you out or you don't have the time. But if you do have the time and you enjoy creating something, I think that can be really special. So
like a coffee table or a bench.
Yeah. Like today, Jeff made me a bench, which isn't my Christmas present, but
say what?
I feel so, so loved and I love it. Or like I have a few friends that do oils and if they made me like their homemade deodorant or homemade house cleaner, I would love it. So if you know how to do anything like that, like a favorite, like your famous cookie recipe or
people really like personal and made and
or like Jeff makes the most amazing pesto ever.
You know, I'm not gonna toot my horn, but it's pretty decent.
It's so good. It's, and he never decent. Writes it on a recipe, so I can never replicate it. But we've been thinking about like making like friends and neighbors pesto in a little mason jar or candied pecans. We love doing that. So just like fun ideas of things that you enjoy making or like maybe sewing a blanket or,
that's good.
Yeah. Those things. So
the hint for the special ingredient in the pesto, it's not a special ingredient. It's supposed to be in there. It's like lime or lemon, but the hint or the secret is overdo it. Always overdo it. Put way more than you think. Turns out amazing.
And we always use cashews.
Yes, and cashews instead of pine nuts. Cheaper and cheaper. Creamier.
Yep. So something that you make is always really fun. Your favorite, like I think gift cards are awesome. Some people don't like it because they're more sentimental and they like to like have a real gift when they open it. But I think gift cards are amazing. Like their favorite restaurant, coffee place, a pedicure, a massage.
Well, you know what's funny with gift cards is to me, it actually doesn't like, let's say it's also a gift card for something that you actually keep forever, like an Apple gift card and you get an iPad or something. I don't know. It doesn't have to be that big. But like I still, like if I use that gift card to get an iPad, for example, that iPad still, like, if it's me personally, I still think, like, when every time I use that iPad, I would think of that person. I wouldn't, like, oh, after I use the gift card, I would forget that it was spent by their money, you know? Mm-hmm. I think basically it's, I'm saying, like, I got to pick out something I wanted, but then I also still, every time I use it,
think
of that person. And so I like receiving them. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. And sometimes I like giving gift cards because I know the store that the person loves, but I
don't know what they want.
Sometimes it's just fun to pick out your own thing, especially sometimes if you don't have money to go shopping a lot, then if you get a like, oh, I got to go shopping, but somebody already paid for it. That's always really fun.
I have a fun idea.
What?
Tell them. I think one fun thing you should tell them is about the favorite things party.
Okay. I will at the end. Yeah. I still have a few more.
Oh, ideas. Okay.
Yeah. Another one is, well, do you have any ideas?
I really don't. I'm trying to think of favorite things.
Okay. Ideas. Oh, I'll tell them what you're getting me for Christmas.
Oh yeah. So this is a cool one, guys. we're like such an old couple now where by the time let us know if you're married like this, where we pretty much know each other's gift by the time it comes. And I actually have no qualms. Like I could care less. Like I love that type of way of gift giving. Because then it actually weirdly lets me like anticipate and like kind of be giddy about what I am going to get because I know
I'm totally the opposite.
Yeah, Alyssa's the opposite. To be surprised. But I actually really love it. But this year, Alyssa does know what she's getting because she couldn't have told me basically without her getting it, if that makes sense. So no, you tell them now that I gave them the context.
Okay, so I was thinking, what do I really want for Christmas? What's really special? And I've been wanting like I saw this painting, this really awesome painting in Oahu when we were there this summer, but it was really, really expensive.
Yeah.
So like, it would have been hard to travel with. It's this one spot in our house that we just need a painting.
Yeah. There's like one spot in our house where it's just like a little blank. We need to pop a color. And it's just, we've tried multiple things. They didn't work. So, yeah. Yeah.
And so my friend, there's an artist who lives on
Maui.
And she had her paint like their favorite beach that they go to. And I was like, that would be so cool. Because we have our favorite beach that our family goes to. And it's really special to us.
Yeah.
And so
it's right across the street. We love it.
How fun would that be? And so, but then I just still wasn't settled on it. And then just last week I was thinking, you know, I would love to learn how to paint. Like that would be so cool to me. So I DM'd her and I said, hey, do you ever do
like lessons?
Yeah. And I would love to learn how to paint and to paint this beach scene that I have in my head. And she's like, oh yeah, I would totally love to teach you lessons. So Jeff's treating me to two painting lessons. And then I'll also have two pieces of artwork at the end. And I get to hang out with her and she's awesome. Loves the Lord. So it's just like this, it's 3 hours each, so I get like a good mom break.
Yeah, good mom break,
I just get to be filled up and do something I love doing.
And so the first one will kind of be practice, but then the second one, she thinks, you know, with beaches being a little bit more beginner and Alyssa being so gifted that basically by the end of it, we'll have a perfect, awesome painting. Well, kind of like the one Alyssa.
It won't be perfect.
It'll be awesome, but the one one you wanted for the spot in our living room. And it'll be cool because you made it yourself, like in our house of the beach across the street that we love and go to as a family. So I just think it's like amazing.
So that's like a really special gift. And I love that I get all three things. I get a painting, I get a mom break. Yeah. And it's something that I really love doing. And I get to like hang out with a really cool older woman. So,
well, and I think our family's really big lately on experiences, not possessions. Now that one's like kind of half and half because it's an experience and a possession, but because like you keep it, but painting's like art. That's different. It's not like something you just, you know, sell at a garage sale the next year. But yeah, I think that's so cool. I think we're just big on like experiences and like, cause then it's something that the whole family can enjoy in some way. The painting can be enjoyed by the whole family, by a guest, by friends, etc. But whether it's experience we give each other, like, you know, I think the kids got 1 year like aquarium passes and we all get to go enjoy that all the time. So yeah, stuff like that. Experiences are awesome.
So experience, or if there's something you're wanting to learn, like buying a lesson for somebody or giving them a break. Cause I feel like a lot of moms, we just need breaks.
Yeah. Make the Christmas present. Week. I'll just come over and watch
like,
the kids.
Yeah. To like, you know, a spa or something. Yeah. That would be super cool. And then also a few of my favorite companies that I really love, if you want to look at those.
Let me guess, Carly Jean?
Yes, Carly Jean. And she's doing, right now she's doing a really great sale, early 20.
Say what?
Gets 20% off your whole order.
Oh.
So check her out. That's a, you know, a small local business and she's awesome. Everything I wear is so, so comfortable. I literally wore her sweater to bed last night.
Oh,
like, yeah, you slept did. In it the whole night. And then also my friend Talia has a jewelry company, Pache Bella, and she does this, it's all kind of beach inspired for the most part, but beautiful necklaces, earrings, and rings. And I'll be doing a promo code for her for the weekend of Thanksgiving. That's going to be 40% off.
Wow.
Guys, that's so good. So if you're thinking Wowzers. Of like a girlfriend or a mom or a sister or a daughter that you want to get jewelry for, keep posted on my Instagram for 40% off. Oh my gosh. Walk in Love is another one of my favorites.
They're like a t-shirt clothing company. Yeah. Not just t-shirts.
They do sweatshirt, t-shirts, yeah. mugs.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have really cute stuff.
Yeah, it's like cute. Awesome, hip, like high-end quality shirts and stuff like that, yeah. and sweatshirts and
so Walk in Love apparel. Is a really great
yeah. I think their website shopwalkinlove.com.
yeah. And then also, we're such big readers and I just love books so much, so give them yes. 5 books that you could get for somebody for okay. Christmas.
What I've been really on like a race kick lately of really enjoying and reading like racial relations, racial history, stuff of that nature. There's a lot there. There's a lot of different tangents, a lot of different ways you can go with it. But the ones that I think like have to be read no matter what, there's one I just read this past year called The Warmth of Other Suns. Phenomenal. It's basically all about the Great Migration, which is kind of called the silent migration of like 6 to 7 million black people that pretty much migrated from the south, west, north, and east, pretty much over the entire 20th century. But because it happened so slowly, it didn't really get noticed by historians until just lately or written about and stuff. But she specifically tells that huge shift through, it's like a 600 page book, but only through 3 stories. She basically interviews these 3 people, one that went west, one that went north, one that went east, and just basically tells the story of their life. It's almost reads like memoir biography of these 3 people. Unbelievable book, devastating, you'll cry, it's incredible, it's beautiful, it's amazing.
So Warmth.
The Warmth of Other Suns.
Okay.
Another one that's racial related that's really good that I'm reading right now is, I forgot, what is it? We Were in Power 8 Years. I think it's the Ta-Nehisi Coates book. Just came out. He's an amazing writer. He's an Atlantic contributor. And it's like a collection of essays on him or written by him. That's another great one.
If you haven't noticed, Jeff's like been reading a book every 2 days.
I've been really, like, yeah, I've been loving life 800 lately.
800 pages book.
Shoe Knight or Shoe Dog by Phil Knight was really good lately. That's basically the book. Yeah, the CEO, founder of, he's not CEO anymore, but founder of Nike, and kind of he tells the story himself over like the first 10 years of Nike. Really cool.
Jeff read that in a whole day. Yeah. So if you have like a sports enthusiast.
It's like sports business. Yeah, sports business.
That's a good book.
Capital Gains was really good.
Capital Gains Chip, was so good. Yeah, it's good.
Chip Gaines' new book.
So well written. It's like really
light, but I don't mean light as in like fluffy. It's really light, like easy to read, could read it in a day. But really well written, like I think it's light because it's so well written.
And like mentory.
Yeah, it's almost like it's kind of like a someone who's gone through business and failures and just says, "Here's all the nugs," you know. Yeah.
I
loved it.
Honestly, for men, I would think that should be in every stocking yeah. or every like. Really if you need a present for all the men easy, in your life.
Good, funny, awesome, and yeah, it's like
and has even everything. If they're not readers, I feel like they would
it's
read
a book
this.
That yeah, it's a book for even non-readers. It's just it's an easy read, but mm-hmm. it has a lot of dense, good stuff in it.
Yeah. And one more. What about that one, the Being Yourself?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, what's the exact title? I think the guy's name's like David Bannon or something like that. Really small book, you guys. I think it's like 50 or 60 pages. It's called The Gift of Being Yourself. And he's basically like a Christian therapist. And just walks you through like how a lot of us don't actually, we're not in touch with ourselves. And not in some weird pseudo new science-y age way. But he means even scripturally, like you need to know yourself to really know God. Or that's... because God truly knows you. That's what his argument of like, God knows the true you and is pursuing the true you and he made you a certain way, et cetera. And so being in touch with that, the you that God knows is pursuing, it's a phenomenal book, gives you a couple really good practices to really saturate in the scriptures. Basically, it's a really good book if you want to get away from knowing all the right things about Jesus, but maybe having trouble walking in it, having your life actually transformed and feeling like kind of real, like this is what you should be doing. So that's a small one, but I've been reading it slow because it's one of those books where it warrants that, but yeah, that's all I got.
Sorry, before I name my 5 books, I have just a couple gifts also that you could do. Journals are always awesome.
Yes.
Grace, what's her name? Grace Laced,
I think. Yeah.
Instagram, she has like these beautiful watercolors and it's scripture based, so if you want to like frame that for yeah. somebody, those are beautiful.
Yeah.
And Christy Knuckles' new album. Guys, yeah, I listen to it,
guys, it's lullabies, but it's adult
for
lullabies.
Adults, it's and I listen cool. to it like at least once a day, crying every time. It's like it's just so spirit filled and I need it all the time. So yeah. Those 3 things are also really amazing.
No, that's really good.
Okay, I don't know if I have 5 books, but yeah. Books that I would recommend. the Magnolia story.
Yeah, it's
if you like didn't the, read that last year.
Yeah, it's kind of like what so we just good. Said about Chip's book, but they're more like their love story plus their business story. It's really good.
I love that one. Tish Oxenreider's book, which came out last spring.
Yeah, At Home in the World.
At Home in the World is like one of my favorite books, and it would be a really good Christmas book. Just because it's a fun
story. Yeah, her family traveled around the entire world in 365 days, and it's like it's so good, and she's an amazing gifted writer.
Yes, love that one. Annie Downs' new devotional is out, 100 Days to Brave.
Yes.
That would be like just such a good...
nug dropper to start the year.
Devotional for... yeah, for some, for like a gift to start the year. Yeah. That one's really good. What else have I read? Okay, this is like a
devotional... You read Capital Gains too. You really like that. Yeah,
a devotional book. Eugene Peterson's The Jesus Way.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's blowing my mind. Yeah, it's really good. It's denser, so it's more of like a steady...
like kind of read a couple pages every book. Day. Yeah, yeah.
But if you have someone in your life that's like that, likes that, that one really is good. So good.
Mm-hmm. The premise is really good. He basically takes all it is a character study. So each chapter is a different character, you know, Jesus, Paul, David, Moses, etc. And he goes through how they have showed the way of Jesus and followed the way of Jesus in their own particular context.
But like things that you've never heard.
Oh, yeah. He's mind blowing.
Yes. So good. There's so many nuggets I could share, but I will refrain. And number five.
The Lauren Graham one. Didn't you really like that one?
Oh, I really liked the Lauren Graham one. I like that one too.
What's it called? Talking.
I don't know what it's called.
I think it's called like Talking Fast, right? Or Talking Fast. It's kind of an older one, I think. Me or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But if you have a Gilmore Girls fan.
Yeah, it's the Gilmore Girls mom.
Parenthood fan.
Yeah.
Lauren Graham's book is so good.
It was really good. And she gives a lot of behind.
I read it in one city.
Yeah, and she gives a lot of behind the scenes on like how TV and movies work. And I loved that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are good.
So yeah, I mean, I have some others, but. I'll save this. Yes.
So, well, you guys, we're a little bit, not overtime. This is about what we usually make it. So we're going to sign off here. But first, before we go, Black Friday's coming up and we want to go against the grain, against the culture by getting you guys to sponsor a child. So instead of buying something for yourself, you know, or whatever, maybe use some of that money to literally give someone food, water, shelter, medicine, education, and the message of Jesus, because all of that is what Compassion does when I think you just give $38 a month. And the cool part is, this is a crazy special we're doing with them, but we will send you a signed copy of Love That Lasts for entirely free. We signed them. We'll send them to you for totally free.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you when you sponsor a kid. And so go, but you got it to get the book. You got to sponsor them through compassion.com/Jeff and Alyssa, all spelled out. And yeah, and it's really cool. Go on there and you can search children and from certain countries that maybe are on your heart. Maybe want a child that has your exact birthday. You can search by that. Really cool, really special. And we'd love to send you our signed copy as a thank you if you do. And international, just email me at jeff@jeffandalyssa.com. Like if you don't live in the U.S., email me at that email. And I'll send you a special link to sponsor in your country. And then you can get the book too. So
can I just add on to that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like share our Compassion Children with our kids this last couple
weeks. Which one of them has Kinsley's birthday, right?
One has Kinsley's birthday. We exact just started sponsoring her. And then we have a little boy in Uganda who's like 12 now. But I just like was starting to show them pictures because now they're at an age where they can understand. And so today we wrote them letters and I took Polaroids of them so that.
Oh, was that the one that was on my desk?
Yes. So our kids.
I was wondering what that was.
So our sponsor kids could see what we look like. I'm like, oh, Polaroids are so great because it's just printed out right there. But it was hilarious because Jeff wasn't home, so I was doing it. Cannon was crying because he wanted it, and Kinsley wanted to take every picture. So the pictures are truly magical.
Guys, the one that she, I'm guessing it was like a redo because you left it on my desk.
Yes, I didn't send that one. Cannon, like.
The best way to explain it is, you know when someone like kind of tries to do like a cat, like fang type face where they're kind of like kind of going, you know, or whatever.
What?
I feel like you know what I'm talking about, or like a lion, but that's the face though. Like when you do that noise, that's what it looks like, his face.
Well, his eyes are like, you can tell there's just like pools of water in them.
Yeah. And, then his mouth is up kind of like he's like about to hiss at us or something.
No.
That's what it looks like.
Anyway. So it was really, but they were loving it and it was just really cute.
Yes. Yeah. It's really cool, especially if you have kids. to sponsor kids and use that as such a beautiful and amazing talking point, mm-hmm. illustration, let them create a friendship with them because you get to write letters to them and hear from them. And if you're in college or maybe don't have $38 a month, partner with, you know, a lot of people are emailing me saying, hey, I'm doing $10 a month. My roommate's doing 10, my friend's doing 10, another person's doing 8, and we're sponsoring, whatever. But there's a lot of different ways to do it, and it's really, really special. So
yeah, and we've had so many signups already.
Yeah, a couple hundred, really, you guys. Touching. I wanted to try to get 1,000 for like this holidays, and I think we might be able to. We've already had over 200 in just like a week or two of doing this, so I'm hoping we can get to 1,000, which would be amazing to think about that impact.
Yeah. So we love you guys so much.
Yes, you guys are awesome. Happy, we're gonna go stain and paint and distress something because that's what we built today, and we got to go finish it while the kids are asleep, and we're probably gonna go put it on Instagram after so you can see it if you're wondering. And we love you guys. You guys are awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you later. Peace.